Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show. Good to talk with you, man. What's up?
I've been having a problem. I went to my doctor, my privates, about a month ago. They swelled up, and they were real tender. And I went to the doctor. She gave me these pills to take because she said it came from semen back up because I hadn't had sex for a year.
Okay.
And I'm 58, and my wife had some female problems, and so I'm very dedicated to her. So I went to the doctor. She gave me these pills to take. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was 14 days. It was one every 12 hours I had to take. I've been off them for about a week, and about 2 weeks now. And every once in a while, I still have that feeling. Do I need to talk to her again? Or I do have an enlarged prostate. I was told that when I was 10. And I've been, you know, going to the bathroom, but not emptying out all the way. Do you think I have a prostate problem?
Well, I mean, let's back up. So you go to your doctor and they gave you some pills to take, right?
Yes, sir.
Based on the pain that you were having in your groin area?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, okay, let me, I'm just going to go ahead and kind of, because I've got to ask you a couple of questions. Now, she said it was because your semen was backing up because you weren't having sex.
Right. Right. She said that.
So the testicles, were they swollen? Were they hurting? What was going on?
They were real sore, like, you know, like, but not all the time. More or less, like, in the evening. And, like, I couldn't hardly touch them. And I like to check myself because my stepfather died of cancer. And
sure, I
know you're supposed to check them and see if there's any knots. And but at times I would touch them, they would just hurt so bad.
But they were they swollen or were they just sore?
Just real sore.
Okay, I got it. Now, what medicine did they give you? Do you remember the name?
I don't know. No, sir, I don't remember the name of the pills. I know I had to take one. I had to take two every day, but you couldn't take more than two in a day.
Right.
I know. And you had to take them at least 12 hours apart.
Right. Now, have they told you that you have prostate issues now? Have they evaluated that? Like, have they done blood tests and the digital record
exam? No, the last blood test they did, I was at a 3.4, but our hospital back home in North Carolina had a free exam. I went and had that done, and that doctor said I was back to a 3. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, can it go from 3.4 down to 3?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it can change. Those numbers can change. Yeah.
Okay, well, she said concern was she said 3.4, so I told my wife, I said, well, this is a free exam. I'll go get it, and if it's not any better, I'll go see, you know, the specialist. But he told me I was fine.
Yeah, well, 4.0 is the cutoff. A 4.0, that's when they start getting concerned that the prostate could be leaning toward some potential abnormal cells. But now here's the scary part. If it doubles within a year, that's when everybody freaks out. So from it going to 3.4 down to 3.0, that's why your doctor said you're fine. That's why he's not worried about it. However, I still would be concerned that there could be some prostate issues going on, and you still want to give some nutritional support to the prostate so your body can maintain healthy testosterone levels and, you know, manage the prostate itself. So that might be something that you want to consider, you know, while you're kind of going down this path. But you know, the soreness, is it still there? Or is it gone?
And, sir?
Is the soreness in the testicles, is it still there or is it gone?
It's like this afternoon it's been sore. But
okay. And you can pick all those up in a health food store. You can go to DrAsaApproved.com as well. There's supplements there. But yeah, I mean those are some really, really good ways of supporting that. And the soreness factor could be a buildup. I mean, that's definitely a possibility. They do make what's called orchic tissue. It's made by a company. Well, there's several companies out there, rather. I don't want to give you specific company names. But you can go onto the websites and you can find it. But the orchic tissue, when you have testicular issues going on, can be beneficial to you, and you might want to check into that. But yeah, I think could it be prostate? No doubt about it. I mean, they're all tied together, especially within that, and especially if you've had it go on for some time. Go into your physician and have them do the digital rectal exam, the regular exam, because I think that's the blood test is one thing, and it's a good variable, and it's good information, and it's very helpful. But it's really, really important to have a physician go in there and manually examine the prostate, you know, feeling if it's smooth or if it's swollen or spongy or have nodules on it. I mean, there's a whole gamut of things it could be, and having them evaluate that is just smart. It's good to do. And you want to do that every year. At your age, once you're over the age of 40, you want to get it evaluated every year and make sure there's no blood in your rectum and that whole nine yards, because screening for cancer, the big C word, and staying ahead of the game for that, it's critical. So critical. And for guys, it's kind of like women, you know, their biggest concern is breast cancer. Well, really for guys, ours is our prostate. It's kind of like the other one we need to really watch out for. But yeah, check into that and see. Nettle root, though, and the salt palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, zinc, all of those kind of cofactors and herbals, and they are really good for overall prostate support. And I really encourage you to look into that, you know, as you go through this process, because it's just important. Keeping that prostate healthy as we age is vital. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Janie. Hi, Janie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's up?
Well, I'm having a problem with I'm standard boils. They're in a very uncomfortable spot on my body, and I've probably had some off and on through my life, but these keep, like, one clears up, then I get two more, and then those clear up. This has been going on probably for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been one of those that maybe did a little research on the internet too. I've not been to a doctor. I don't know. I didn't know if there was something I could be doing.
Well, I mean, the boils, where, when you say they're uncomfortable, where are they? In the groin area? Are they?
On my bottom.
On your butt. All right.
My backside, yeah.
On the backside. Yeah. A lot of times the boils can come up due to some bacteria that get on the outside of the skin, also internally. So two things you might want to consider. I would go to a dermatologist just to make sure that they can check it out so they can look at it. Again, skin conditions, you always want to have it looked at. And really work on the bacterial flora inside your gut. So high amounts of probiotics on an empty stomach. Cut out all dairy products. That's cheese, milk, and yogurt. And also cut out all grains for about 8 weeks. That means bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. The gluten protein that's in the grains can be a big irritant, cause a lot of inflammation in the skin. Look into that. There's more on that in my book, Empowering Your Health.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind.
But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Rich Standovite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter. Friend us on Facebook as well. If you're not in the social media world, you need to get into it. Jump in. We've got all the behind the scenes of what's going on with the show. Great tips and facts that we send each and every day. And, of course, we'll take your questions on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll apply them right here at the show. Or you can email me. We'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer it in private, of course. We're going to go now to Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Okay. I constantly have an acid reflux. No matter what I take or no matter what I do, whatever I eat, I constantly have it.
All right, so no matter what you eat, you always have acid reflux.
Yes.
What has your doctor said? Did he put you on medicine?
I haven't went to a doctor. I've been taking Prilosec.
And has it been working for you?
No.
Okay, not working.
My chest and my stomach is constantly bothering me.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. First things first, I'm going to share with you some natural things that can be very helpful, okay? But I do think you need to go see your primary care physician for at least one visit.
Okay.
I think it would be smart. And just go and sit down, have a little chat with them, let them know what's going on, let them know the route that you've gone, and, you know, you can even let them know the things we talk about and say, I want to try this, and then that way they can advise you, and he's probably going to say, yeah, no problem, try that, and if you need me, I'll be here. But at least you can get them to hear everything you've been going. They can document it, and it can go in your chart. I think that's a smart thing to do. If it was me, that's what I would do. Okay? So let's talk about acid reflux. Talk about what it is and what causes it, because a lot of people really struggle with it. I mean, you're not the only one for sure, but I know you feel like you are because it's just driving you crazy. But the Prilosec supposedly would work. However, it's an antacid. Basically is how it works. So it reduces, supposed to reduce acid. Well, here's the challenge, and this is why it doesn't work, is because what we actually have found is that most people don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach due to stress levels, due to so many different factors, but they don't have enough of the acid in the stomach. And so you take something like a Prilosec or a proton pump inhibitor, and it cuts down on the acid even more. So now you eat a meal, say you have a steak and some vegetables. Well, we need the hydrochloric acid to go in and break down all our proteins. But if you already don't have enough, then you take a Prilosec, then it's going to make things worse. And that's why you're taking it and you don't feel any better. So what needs to happen is actually need to do something to stimulate, to drive up that hydrochloric acid within the stomach. And by drumming up and raising the bar on that hydrochloric acid, that's what's going to help more than anything. And one of the best ways to do that, you can use apple cider vinegar. A little test, I'll tell you a little home test with apple cider vinegar is this. With a meal, go ahead and eat your meal, and take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. If burning in your stomach goes away, then it means you did not have enough acid in your stomach. If you take the apple cider vinegar with your meal and it burns even worse, then you're one of the few that actually did have too much acid. But I don't think it's going to be the case with you at all. So a couple of things to look into as you're looking at this. But it's interesting, for sure. And it's something that many people struggle with, so don't feel like you're the only one. But, yeah, the apple cider vinegar works. Now, there are some supplements that you can look at your health food store. And certain supplements that work very well would be, number one, betaine hydrochloride. Betaine hydrochloride has been used for a long time. Some manufacturers just mark it as HCl, or hydrochloric acid. But that and glutamine and aloe, all three work together when you're dealing with acid reflux to help balance out the gut and the flora. And then don't forget probiotics, because probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract and make such a big difference in your overall digestion. Cut out the gluten, which comes in most forms of the grains, like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. And then also look at cutting out cow's milk, dairy for a period of time. And then notice and see how your body responds. Most people to that little regimen respond very well and do very well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. County level diabetes belt carves through the U.S. South. USA Today reported more than 18 million people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with diabetes. That's amazing if you think about it. That cost us an estimated $174 billion, with a B, dollars annually. And typically, local public health agencies carry out the initiatives to manage and prevent the chronic disease. But because the prevalence figures are generally given on national and state levels, the local workers cannot gain the traction and funding to rein in the rates in their areas. A new study drills down the county level, revealing wide disparities within the states and striking national patterns. We're extremely excited about the county level, says Lawrence Barker, Associate Director of Science for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. He said many of the counties with the highest rate of diagnosed diabetes, higher than 11.2%, of the population compared to the national average of 8.5%, are concentrated in 15 states and form an area the study authors have labeled as the diabetes belt, after the so-called stroke belt that described the U.S. Southeast in the 1960s. So in the South, unfortunately, one of the unhealthiest areas in the country, we've got some work to do. The pattern of disease distribution is not a simple slice, they said, nor does it follow in the stroke belt. The diabetes belt touches states as far north as Ohio and Pennsylvania and as far west as Texas, but overall averages for many of these outlying states would not reveal plights for their few high prevalence counties. Scripture for the day is Psalm chapter 121, verse 7 and 8. It says, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Very powerful. More talks in just a moment about brain scans and how they can shed light on teen peer pressure. And also our food for the day coming up after this break. We're going to talk about a food that is probably in your cabinet right now that can make a drastic impact on your overall health. More on that when we come out of this commercial break. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. And that's what we're here for, to help you, empowering your health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has rejected President Trump's effort to end legal protections for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants. Manuel Garcia is with the Children's Advocacy Center.
This means that they can go to school and not fear getting deported, be able to drive around and not have the fear that they'll get deported any moment.
Chief Justice John Roberts cast the deciding vote to block efforts to deport more than 700,000 illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The president says the court has issued horrible and politically charged decisions, which he compared to shotgun blasts into the faces of those proud to call themselves Republican or conservatives. In one tweet, he asked the question, "Do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me?" This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Voters are taking a closer look at President Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign says he plans to accept the Democratic nomination for president in Milwaukee. The city is scheduled to host a Democratic convention in August. However, the coronavirus pandemic is forcing the DNC to consider options for how to hold the convention and limit the spread of the virus. Now, President Trump is planning to hold his convention down in Jacksonville, and Lee Carter, who's a pollster, shares with Fox News what's on the minds of many voters.
Yeah, I think the number one issue that's going to make people vote is about safety, and I break it down into three categories. There's your physical safety, your emotional safety, and your financial safety. Who do you think is going to make you feel most secure on those categories? Physical is about how do you feel about who's going to handle COVID the best way, who's going to handle all of the protests in the best way. Financial is about the economy. And emotional is who's going to let me be who I am openly and without judgment. And that is actually an interesting thing because depending on which party you sit on and where you sit, you're going to feel differently about who's going to best do that for you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news anytime you want at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Quote for the day, that's from Hema Chaudhry. He says, it's also helpful to realize that this very body that we have that's sitting right here right now with its aches and with its pleasures is exactly what we need to be fully human, fully awake, and fully alive. It's very true. Powerful quote. You got calls about questions about your health, you give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. We want to help you. On this show, it's about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. We want to help take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. WebMD came out and talked about brain scans, how they're shedding light on teen peer pressure. Specific areas of the brain may be linked to sensations of reward and resistance to risk-taking, but has become increasingly active in early adolescence, indicating that over time, the youth may be improving their ability to resist peer pressure in a new study. So the researchers functional magnetic resonance imaging, or the MRI, scans to study blood flow in the brains of 24 girls and 14 boys when they were 10 years old and again at age 13. After the youngsters moved into early adolescence, during the scans, the children were shown photos of faces making neutral, angry, fearful, happy, and sad expressions. At the end of the study, the researchers analyzed the scans and found that activity had increased significantly in the three-year period in regions of the brain that were considered reward processing centers. Now, the researchers also took into consideration what the children told them on study surveys about their ability to resist peer influences and engagement in risky delinquent behavior. The study was published in the March 10th issue of the Journal of Neurons. Well, interestingly enough, brain function and manipulating brain function and seeing how certain areas are related more to fear or to certain emotions, pretty interesting when it comes to peer pressure with young people, especially with all the emotions and, you know, things that they go through with developing and going through high school, going through the middle school years, and what all that brings to the different brain development, how that changes. Interesting to watch, and it's quite interesting to see. And these new studies will be coming out constantly regarding brain function. And it's just a really cool thing to watch and see how things are changing all the way around. Let's go to Matt right now. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to start off by saying thanks a lot for your service. You're doing it. I mean, ever since I listened to your show, about 2 years now, I've turned a lot of people on to it and helped more than half of them probably. So, and also, I like to thank you for sticking up for the Lord, you know, and not many people do that on the radio or out in public or anything, you know. And just to mention his name, you know, Christ, Jesus Christ on the radio, powerful thing. So,
well, thanks
for that too.
You're welcome. Means a lot to me too.
Anyway, my challenge is with cod liver oil. I take it. Recently, I was buying the most expensive kind at the health food store, and I ran out, and I was up at the pharmacy, and I saw that they had it. You know, one of your big pharmacies, big chain pharmacies, and
sure.
I saw that they had it, and it was only $12 for 16 ounces. The only thing I could see the difference was is that vitamin D was just vitamin D and that, and not vitamin D3 and the more expensive one. But other than that, you know, it tastes okay, but it's like little bitty fishy taste. But you can tell it's fish oil, but it's not rancid.
Right.
And other than that, though, I was wondering what your thoughts are on that. You know, like I don't know if I can say the brand names, like Nordic Nationals or Naturals, they you know, they're kind of expensive all the way down to, like, say, Spring Valley. What's the difference in that, you think?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if you want my opinion on it, I really do believe you get what you pay for. Supplements themselves, when you start getting in down to the more of the generic brands and ones that you would get at bigger chains, typically the bigger chains are not going to carry the more expensive ones. They typically don't. And the quality does matter. The challenge is that there's not a big regulatory agency over supplements and the quality of them. So you really have to go on brand names that you trust. And from my background in it, and you know, we have our own line that I have made, and I know the chemist and people that make them, and I'm a real big fan of knowing the quality, because when people come to me or they go to one of my companies or online companies or whatever, and they want to buy something, they're expecting the best. They're expecting supplements that work, that if they're feeling a certain way or they're looking for something in a certain quality, they're going to get it. And you do pay a little bit more for that. It just is what it is. Now, would I put a $12 bottle of cod liver oil in me? Probably not. Because there's no way to guarantee that it's mercury-free, that it doesn't have some form of mercury in there, which most fish oils do. And the right kind of vitamin D, like you're talking about, that kind of stuff matters because you want it to absorb properly, you want it to digest properly, and you want to use, when I take a tablespoon of cod liver oil, for example, and I do it every day. I want to make sure that I'm going to absorb at least 90% of it. I mean, you're always going to waste out some, okay? But I would rather pay a little bit extra knowing I'm going to absorb 90% of what I'm going to take in versus getting a cheaper version and you only use 30% of it, because a lot of it has fillers and excess mercury and all those different things. So that's kind of my take on it. I always would spend a little bit extra to get the better quality, and I would always stick with that. Nordic Natural is a good brand. The one you named, it's a really good brand. So, I mean, yeah, there's you want to stick with companies you trust, and you want to stick with quality. And the reason, I mean, with what we do in the clinics and whatnot, settings that are preferred local providers and all that, we're real big on blood work. And I'm not a big fan of just taking supplements except for the foundational four, you know, the multi, cod liver oil, probiotics, and the enzymes. Not a big fan of doing that without using some kind of blood work except for those four. So, for example, people that want to look into different herbals and they want to do different things, well, why are you taking them? Because if you've got certain blood tests that say you need them, then you should take them. But you can see the before and after. And I'll tell you that with generic vitamin brands, that the numbers in blood works don't change. They just don't. And that's a great indicator that pretty much what you've been taking is garbage. But I'll tell you that if you research it and use the right kind of vitamins and supplements and minerals, I mean, blood work will radically, radically change. And that's a good marker. It's a good marker of what's going on inside the body. And so it's just something to think about. So long story to tell you this, is that the brand names count. Quality counts. You're going to pay a little bit more for it, but it's worth it. It's your body. Pay now or pay later. That's what I always say, because you will. If the body breaks down, you get sick, you'll be paying out of pocket big time. And to catch it before then makes a big, big difference. Okay. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being a great listener and for sharing and spreading the word to others. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're going to Joyce now. Hi, Joyce. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Living well. How can I help?
I'm doing okay. Maybe you can help me. I hope you can. Okay. I know you don't have all the answers, but maybe you can give me some insight as to what's going on.
Okay.
Of course, I'm getting older. That's why I'm calling. I never thought I would get to be 58, but guess what? I am. I'm like, okay, this is not fun, because I have three things to ask you. Number one, I have a left knee that pops. I was sitting today. It started this about a year ago, but it just seems recently it's getting a little bit worse. I was just sitting, I'm in a class, taking a class, and I'm sitting, and I went to turn. This girl was talking, and my knee popped, and it was loud. And I just thought everybody heard it, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then I stopped, and, you know, I got up, and I'm like, okay, what's going on with my knee? And I wasn't even standing. I was sitting down and just moved, and my knee popped loudly. I'm like, oh, that is horrible. So what's going on with my knee, and what can I do to do something about it? Well, it doesn't hurt, and
there's a couple things. There's a couple things. Are you overweight?
No, I'm not. I'm 5'2", and I'm 158 pounds.
You're 5'2", and 158?
Yeah.
Okay. Ever had any knee problems before?
No.
Okay. Now, no activity at all that really made it hurt. You weren't exercising, anything. And so after the vitamin D, if it's clear and everything's good, normal range, all that, you might want to go to somebody that's really good at looking at the structural side of the body, because if the lower back is off kilter, meaning if the little bones are out of position, the hips are out of position, then it can cause the gait of the body, meaning how everything kind of sets when you walk, from the way the hip bone connects to the knee joint, connects to the ankle joint, you know, like the old saying, hip bone connected to the knee bone and all that whole thing. It's true. And so if those things are imbalanced, it could be causing your knee not to set right when you walk. And that could cause the imbalance, causing the popping and the clicking. A good physician, two of them to go to, either an osteopathic physician that's a DO or a chiropractic physician that's a DC, either one of those. They can look at the structural side of the body, analyze it, make sure that everything's where it needs to be, get everything lined up, and then you can go from there. But those are two things that I would look into. And cut out grains from your diet, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, and look into taking plenty of omega-3.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
And watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Join us on Twitter and Facebook. Friend us on Facebook if you can. We want to encourage you to jump into the social media world. Stay connected with us. Get involved with everything we have going on here on the show. New TV show coming out right around the corner, so stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Food for the day, one of my favorites. Food is our best medicine, don't forget it, are walnuts and walnut oil. Now, we talk about it a lot, and there's a lot of great benefits from them. We say, oh, yeah, nuts are good for us, and oh, they've got all these health benefits. But what really do they do for our body? And these are probably sitting in your cabinet right now. So let's talk about it. Walnuts and walnut oil. Their oils are excellent sources of omega-3 fats. These are the fats that are good, healthy fats that we need. These are the fats that I talk so much about in cod liver oil and fish oil. But there's other ways to get it. And the walnuts and walnut oil, really, really good stuff. So most of the research on the health benefits of walnuts is focused on the consumption of the nut itself, although interest in the walnut oil is now growing over the last decade. The health benefits of walnuts and walnut oil are similar if the oil is unrefined, fresh with about a 6-month shelf life, and uncooked. So, however, the serving size of walnut oil is less than the amount of walnuts needed to get the same amount of nutritional benefit. For example, a 35-gram serving of walnut oil provides the same nutritional benefit as 50 grams of walnuts. Of course, you're getting a more dense amount of that. Walnuts are rich in phytonutrients and are excellent sources of selenium, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, iron, and calcium. The walnuts and or walnut oil provide hefty levels of vitamins B1, B2, and B3, coupled with vitamin E and niacin. And the health benefits of walnuts were first identified in 1937, where researchers discovered that they were a significant source of vitamin C, which was a big craze back then. And over the last 70 years, numerous other studies that evaluated the effects of walnut and walnut oil consumption on mortality, disease prevalence, and disease risk factors have been performed, and it has now been well established that eating walnuts on a regular basis has a definite health benefit, the most significant of which is the reduction of the risk of coronary heart disease, which is probably the number one killers right now with Americans. They said adding walnuts to the daily diet can certainly help one maintain a healthful body balance. So get a handful of walnuts every single day. Also, guys, walnut oil and walnuts are very good for the prostate. So along with avocados, your friend is the walnut. So there's nothing wrong with grabbing a handful of walnuts each day and making them a part of your regimen. People freak out over fat. Remember, we're not stuck in the 80s anymore. Fat doesn't make you fat. Fat actually is good for you and help you burn fat and keep your hormone levels at peak levels. 888-283-7272. The lines are open. Give us a call. The show is about your health and about your life. We're going to Gwen now. Hi, Gwen.
Hi. I just wanted to say this in order and as quickly as I can. And what you're going to answer, I know, is going to help somebody else out there that's about ready to pull their hair out. We've been on a journey. I talked to you in Pennsylvania. We've moved back to Pensacola. My husband, we're staying with our daughter right now, waiting for a Habitat home to be built. We're in a, probably not the only ones in a bad financial situation, but we're coming out. We're coming up and we're coming out. And my husband has been, as I told you, dealing with a blood sugar issue. We've been learning and learning and learning and applying and applying. We did not have a doctor down here, just VA, and had blood work done in August. And I remember phoning you about the cholesterol part, the LDL part, and you know, we were just trying to apply things. January 1st, he was broadsided in our car and walked away. Thank God. He walked away from that accident. Unfortunately, it set him back on exercise. His memory wasn't the best in the world for a while. It's a lot better now. He is with a Christian chiropractor. His dad is the x-ray tech and operator of the place. And they're just a godsend. And at one point, my husband walked in, and he had his blood pressure taken there, and it was ridiculous, just ridiculous. And the chiropractor's dad said, you know, John, I really suggest that you just go on out. He was calm. He said, go on out to the VA, and I think you do need to go ahead and get that blood pressure medicine. And I also suggest that you see, and if anybody's in the Pensacola, Florida area, his name is Dr. Marco Hallerback. He said he is a naturopathic, but he does the natural and medical. He's an internal medicine doctor.
Sure. He does both. He puts both together.
He does both. And I'm telling you, from the first minute we walked in there at Sacred Heart, I just felt such a peace. The nurse is a Christian, most everybody there, and he spent 2 hours with us.
Wow.
Did all this blood work. We went back Monday, and the results were not good. But now the blood pressure part was already coming down, but it's from specific, I believe, food things more than the pills, such as hibiscus tea that we found out about. We didn't know about that. You're always learning. The LDL is 173, and the HDL, I don't want to quote the number, but it's not good. And the VA part in August showed that it was. So this is state-of-the-art, probably like you do. I mean, impeccable blood work that was done. And he is trying to come at this from, he did prescribe a low-dose cholesterol medicine that he's about to get filled.
For a period of time.
But his goal is to get him off of everything. And I was looking online, and this is where I was calling. There is a person called, anybody in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Dr. Stephen Rippich. He's an MD, CNP, the 30-day diabetes cure. I was looking at that, gaining more information about this book, and I am going to get this book because I have yours.
We've got to close out right here. I want to thank you for that call. And it's incredible to hear about the doctors that are doing great work, especially with your husband. So keep me posted on how things are going, especially with information. That's another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.